السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْوَهَّابُ صدق الله العظيم علماء کرام most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa last week I was discussing the concern of the awliya-e-kiram, the concern of the ahlullah, the concern of the mashayikh and the ulama-e-haq, that there should be some kind of simple and easy prescriptions for lazy people like us also. Sinful ones like us who are baharul kahil, ocean of laziness, that after listening to everything, after listening to the virtues, or after listening to the wa'id, the punishments, still we cannot seem to get ourselves into action. And then shaitan starts whispering that for you there is no hope, so why waste your time? 10 years, 15 years, 50 years of your life you have been listening, but you just don't seem to be getting any kind of courage and himmat to start practicing. You keep making tawbah and breaking your tawbah. So there is no need now to proceed in this direction. You rather just enjoy life, and after death you will turn to dust. And Allah Ta'ala is Ghafurur Rahim, so He will forgive all your sins. So you don't even have to, you don't have to bother about doing anything. So these mashayikh, they give us simple, easy prescriptions that if these type of whispers are coming, or if we are extremely negligent and we seem to have given up hope, we believe that it is just not possible for us to make amal. Our environment within our homes, or in our bazaars and marketplaces, or in our schools and colleges, or in any other area of profession, we find the environment to be very vicious and intimidating and tempting towards sin, and I don't have that himmat, I don't have that courage to restrain myself. So it seems that there is no hope. So why should I bother anymore? So he says, no, don't give up hope. This is what we term as a message of hope. That don't give up any hope. Don't lose faith and trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's mercy, His forgiveness, His kindness, and His power of jazb, and His power to change the direction of our hearts. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is Muqallibul Qulub, and He can turn the direction of our hearts in whichever direction He wishes. But it is the adat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala, because He has given us intelligence, He has given us a willpower, therefore He wants us to make use of this willpower and do that which He has ordered us to do. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala can make us do it by force. Allah Ta'ala can make us do it by force. If a person is not getting up for Fajr Salat and he says extremely difficult, Allah Ta'ala has got such a tremendous amount of angels that He can have some angels appointed for just one duty. That any person who oversleeps or he does not want to get up for Fajr Salat, then go and give him two tight smacks, two tight slaps, and take one whip and whip him. Then see which person will remain asleep. Wow. So Allah Ta'ala can make us do it by force. But this world is a world of test. If Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had that kind of system, then it would not be our belief in ghaib and in the belief in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We will be just believing our eyes. So Allah ta'ala wants us to do that which He has ordered with our own willpower. But ask Him for assistance, for help. So He says, even if you are of that category that you seem to be losing all hope, then do what He has asked. We discussed quite a bit of it. Those who were not present should try and get the tape, but I will just run through it or just recap it. That He says what you should do if you are one of those persons that has gone astray and has lost all hope of coming back on track. And if despair has become dominant in the person's life, then such a person, what he should do is make two rakats of namaz. Make two rakats of salat. And after that salat, which must be the salat of tawbah, with the niyat of tawbah, make the salat. And then cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Raise up your hands and plead to Allah ta'ala. Beg of Him. Dua ke liye haath ko phir utha, khuda se tu rokar kare iltija. Ilahi gunahgar banda hu main, sarapa bura aur ganda hu main. Ilahi gunahgar banda hu main, sarapa bura aur ganda hu main. I've explained this in some detail already. O Allah, I am your sinful servant. Acknowledge the sins before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't justify. Don't look for some hadith or some ayat of the Quran Sharif or some masla of deen. Twist it, turn it, chip it, chop it, slice it, and afterwards find justification for sin. At present, that is our habit. ND357835. 357835, white Corolla. Somebody wants to come out. So don't twist and turn and somehow make the masla suit our tastes. We must conform with the Sharia. Our actions must conform with the Sharia. And if we are weak, then acknowledge, confess before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ask Him for the himmat and courage to give up that sin. But don't find any kind of justification. So say, O my Allah, I am a very sinful servant of yours. Sarapa bura aur ganda hu main. I am very dirty, I am very filthy, my heart is polluted. As I mentioned in the Zikr Majlis, that we must consider our hearts to have been damaged so much that every kind of bypass also will not help. The damage is beyond repairs. So we must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for a transplant of a spiritual heart. That Allah who has given man the intelligence to transplant hearts, cannot He transplant the heart of some awliya-i siddiqeen into our chest? You will be surprised when we beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, believing in Him as all-powerful, almighty, one who has power over all things. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will deal with us in that manner too. Ana inda zanni abdi bi. Whatever kind of opinion we hold of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will deal with us accordingly. So we believe that Allah ta'ala has that power to change the direction of hearts. And it has been proven in history repeatedly. What more evidence do we need than that those who were the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who were thirsty for his blood, those who left no stone unturned in persecuting him, torturing him, and creating all kinds of fitna, but yet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them hidayat. That same Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who took the sword to martyr Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him hidayat, and he sleeps next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From where he came, what was his condition? He beats up his sister when he hears that she has accepted Islam. And the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Oh Allah, give me one of the two Umars, Umar bin Hisham or Umar bin Khattab." And next thing, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu accepts Islam. And then he becomes Khalifa Thani. And Islam spreads during his time to so many parts of the world. And then he gets a resting place. Who could be more fortunate than Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, who get a resting place next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Then take all the other sahabas, take Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala an, and so many others. But Allah ta'ala, when he gave them hidayat, they became radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Allah pleased with them, they pleased with Allah ta'ala. So beg, ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Say, "Oh Allah, I'm a useless person." As you hear in the zikr, "Rahe talab mein sawar, sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Rahe talab mein sawar, sab hain payada misle ghubar mein hoon. Oh Allah, everyone in your path, they are flying. Everyone seems to have boarded. Everybody is going higher and higher. I am like a speck of dust on the ground." He says, "I am like a speck of dust on the ground. Bahut dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Bahut dino reh chuka nikamma, bas ab mujhe kaam ka bana de. Far too long have I remained a useless, worthless person. Now make me a useful person." So it is all about crying before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, seeking from Him who is very merciful. The tears of those who tear over their sins. In the tafsir of Suratul Qadr, Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayh, in his Ruhul Ma'ani, he says, "La aninul muznibin ahabbu ilayya min zajlil musabbihin." He says, the crying of those who cry over their sins, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, is far more pleasing to me than those who are reading tasbih. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah ta'ala says that tasbih in which they are glorifying Him, they are praising Him, says the tears of those who are tearing over their sins, it is far more pleasing to me. That is our Allah. Then why should a person lose hope? There is no such thing as despair or despairing of the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or to think that now I am one of those who does not have any hope. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says He loves those tears. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say in his du'as that, "Oh Allah, if your maghfirat and if your tajalli and your nur and your rahmat and your blessing and your mercy was only for the righteous and for the pious, then where will sinful ones like us go?" Now a wali of Allah Ta'ala of that caliber, he says, "Oh Allah, if it was only for the righteous and pious, then where would we go?" Ghalib said, "Tum kis muh se Kaaba jaoge, sharm tumko magar nahi aati." He said, "Oh Ghalib, with what face are you going to go to the Kaaba Sharif? Are you not ashamed that you have committed so much of sins? Now you want to go to Kaaba Sharif? your feet are not worthy of walking in that Mubarak land and casting your gaze on the Kaaba Sharif. So now indeed he said that with deep hearted concern over our state. But then Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he said in this poetry of Ghalib, who was a great poet of India, he said that he is creating despair in the hearts of the people. They will say that we are very sinful, so we can't go to the Kaaba Sharif now. So he says, Maine isme tarmeem kar di, I changed it. Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. Ghalib said, tumhe sharm nahi aati. And he says, sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. I will go with the same face to the Kaaba Sharif. The sharm and shame I will bury in the ground. Ro ro ke main unko manaunga, apni bigdi yun banaunga. Say, that is what I am going to do there. I will go with the same face of mine. I will go there with the same heart of mine. I will go there with the same body of mine. That body, the eyes of which have sinned, the ears of which body have sinned, the tongue of which body has sinned, the hands and feet have sinned, the heart and mind have sinned, but I will go with the same body and the same soul and with the same face of mine, but what will I do there? He said, ro ro ke unko manaunga. I will cry there before my Allah. That waterfall of rahmat that is coming down there, I will sit there and I will get myself drenched in those rains of rahmat. I will cry before my Allah and I will say that I have come here with a dirty heart, with a polluted heart, with a filthy condition. I have come full of sins. But oh my Allah, this is the place where you forgive sins. Therefore I will cry, I will shed tears before my Allah, and I will please Him there. In other words, I won't go there and continue sinning. I will go there and please my Allah and seek forgiveness for my sins. And I will return from there with a clean and a purified soul. That means if the person who made sincere tawbah there, then upon his return, he will not return to those sins. And as I've explained many, many times, and I will go on explaining, that sincere tawbah means that the person will now start making qazaz, and he will start returning and repaying to whomsoever whatever is due. And this person will make a firm intention of not returning to those sins again. Then accidentally again, he's a human being. If he slips, he falls. The person had his car repaired, all the dents were removed, and the car was given in showroom condition, and the person was now driving very, very carefully, but still there could be an accident. So if there's an accident again, then take it back to the to have the dents removed. But that person is not an intelligent person, that just because there are plenty of panel beaters in town, so now every time he gets his car in showroom condition, he goes and smashes it again. And he says, why I'm doing that? Because a lot of panel beaters and I got plenty of money. So those people who say, I will go on sinning because Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. Na'uzu billah, that is not the meaning of Ghafoorur Rahim. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is willing, He is prepared to forgive. He says, that is what I will do. Ro ro ke unko manaunga, apni bigdi ko yun banaunga. Then see what Allah Ta'ala gives in those hearts. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has purposely kept this ni'mat of sukoon in the hearts, deep inside. Other ni'mats we can see outside. We can see a person's car, we can see a person's home, we can see a person's clothes, we can see a woman's jewelry, we can see her gold bangles and her diamond rings. Now all these ni'mats are on the surface, on the outside. So it shows that this is not a special ni'mat which is reserved for the believers. These ni'mats are not those ni'mats which are reserved for the believers. Because these type of ni'mats you see on others also, who even disbelieve and who reject outright Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But He gives them too. And in fact sometimes gives them more than the one who is pious and who is righteous. So it shows that this is not a speciality, that if you see by somebody having all these things, then you think that this person is very much blessed by Allah Ta'ala. Yes, if he is getting it pleasing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then indeed he is blessed. But if he is getting it on the disobedience of Allah ta'ala, then it is not blessed, it is a curse in a disguised form. Dushmano ko ae shabo gil diya, dushmano ko ae shabo gil diya, dosto ko apna darde dil diya. Dushmano ko ae shabo gil diya, dosto ko apna darde dil diya. Unko sahil pe bhi tughyani mili, humko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. For the dushman, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he gave them so many things just to enjoy themselves in this world. But the dost, his friends, he gave them darde dil, he gave them his muhabbat, which is priceless. You cannot put a price tag. He says, those people in all their namats, in all those things that he has given them, of enjoyment and fun and pleasure, but unko sahil pe bhi tughyani mili, even on the shores they found storms. Even on the shores they found storms. If they didn't find storms, then why were they committing suicide so much? Why are the biggest drug takers in those countries where there's plenty of affluence? And why is so much of sleeping tablets sold and so much of Valiums taken? And why are so many murders taking place then? So this restlessness. So dushmano ko ae shabo gil diya, dosto ko apna darde dil diya. Unko sahil pe bhi tughyani mili, humko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. And he says, as the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even in tufan, storms come sometime in their lives. Poverty, sickness, disease, and many other kinds of tests. But in their hearts, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them sukoon. Humko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. Even in the midst of storms, they have got peace. There will be pain and everything, but there will be peace within the heart. And when somebody will threaten them that you will die very soon, then they will say, MashaAllah, when will that day come? They'll say, that's the day I'm waiting for, when I can meet my Allah for whom I was doing all this ibadat. When I can cross this bridge, يُوصِلُ الْحَبِيبَ إِلَى الْحَبِيبَ, which makes the friend meet the beloved friend. It is tuhfa. Death is a tuhfa for the believers. It is called tuhfa, tuhfatul mu'min, a gift for the believers. How else are we going to meet our Allah? That Allah whose praises we sing every day and every night, and before whom we shed our tears, and before whom we make our sajdas, and before whom we raise our hands and we beg, and for whom we make our ishraq and chasht and tahajjud and so many optional ibadat, and for the pleasure of whom we make zikr and we make tilawat, and for the fear of whose displeasure we restrain ourselves from those actions and those deeds in which the people of the world are indulging. We take that pain upon our hearts. We drink the blood of our desires. Now how else are we going to meet that Allah without death? And when they ask for long life also, it is not just to enjoy the food and the drink and the cinemas and theaters and casinos and all the haram entertainment and pleasure. When they ask for long life also, it is because they want to leave this world with the maximum amount of good deeds. That is the reason that they ask for long life, so that they may get an opportunity to make tawbah before they leave. So he says, don't lose hope, don't lose faith, don't lose trust in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Dua ke liye haath ko phir utha, khuda se tu rokar kare iltija. Ilahi gunehgar banda hu main, sarapa bura aur ganda hu main. Ilahi gunehgar banda hu main, sarapa bura aur ganda hu main. Bahut sakht mujrim kameena hu main, bahut sakht mujrim kameena hu main, gunahon ka goya khazina hu main. Oh Allah, I am acknowledging that I am very sinful. as if I am a whole mine of sins. Like we have gold mine, silver mine, uranium, and all things that happen can come out from the earth. He says, that's my condition. I am an ocean of sins, a mountain of sins. And what is my situation? Na quwwat gunaho se bachne ki hai, na himmat amal nek karne ki hai. Na quwwat gunaho se bachne ki hai, na himmat amal nek karne ki hai. Says, I am an ocean of laziness. I don't have the himmat, I don't have the courage. Now he's talking to his Allah. We realize that we are weak. We just can't seem to get going. The desire is there in the heart, but we don't have the himmat. And it's not that Allah Ta'ala has not given us the himmat. Allah Ta'ala has given the courage and the strength. Why we can do so many other things. When a person wants to do something, then he is not going to be concerned the cold, the rain, the clouds, the wind, the storms, nothing. Those people who are determined to win the marathon, then look at them. Early morning they start. And they are told also that you will go there, you will collapse, and you could fall, you could go into coma, you can get unconscious. But no, they, just for the sake of the trophy, they will do anything. People are climbing mountains. Why? Because they want to get their name into the book of records. So when a person is determined to do something, what he does not do? People have even gone into the circus, they've opened the mouth of the lion and put their heads inside. Haven't they done that? Look what a training they gave to that lion, that they opened the lion's mouth and put their head inside. Now what if he just closes his mouth like that? Now knowing that can happen, but still the person has got the himmat and the courage to do it. So when a person is determined to do something, he will do anything. In the Guinness Book of Records, there are certain feats which people, we will say mad people, have achieved, which even intelligent ones cannot. There must be madness to do certain things what they did there. So Allah Ta'ala has given the himmat. It's our laziness. Because we don't have that kind of muhabbat for Allah and that kind of love or that kind of fear for his azab and punishment. If we had that kind of fear for his azab and punishment and that kind of love and muhabbat, then it would have become extremely easy. Love can make a person move mountains. But it has to be created. It has to be developed. Allah Ta'ala has kept the spark there. Now after that we have to nurture that flame. So he says, tell Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that I am such a lazy person. I am absolutely useless. I don't even have the himmat to do anything. I keep listening, must make fajr with jamaat. And I live next to the masjid also, but I don't have the himmat. And sometimes I don't even have the himmat to make it at home also. And if I'm watching the television program and the azan takes place, I don't have the himmat to switch off and go. If I'm at the football ground or the cricket ground, or I'm at some other place of entertainment and pleasure, and at that time the match is reaching its climax and great excitement, so whether my asr becomes qaza or zuhr becomes qaza or all the namazes become qaza, I'm unconcerned. Oh Allah, I'm such a person. I'm extremely weak. Every morning I shave, knowing fully well that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has laid so much of emphasis on this great sunnat of his. And it's not just a sunnat, but Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because of his emphatic hadiths, or those hadiths in which great emphasis is placed, is wajib. So he tell, oh Allah, every day I shave my beard, knowing that it is not jais and not permissible. But nafs and shaitan are dominant. Ya Allah, one day the worms in the cover are going to eat up this cheek of mine. But I just can't seem to restrain myself. So speak to Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, give me the tawfiq. Give me the hidayat that I keep the beard. Many times I have said, it doesn't mean if a person keeps a beard, he became a very pious and righteous and he has already reached Allah Ta'ala. But it is part of the Islamic teachings. With the beard, there is also need for his namazas, for his ibadat, for his akhlaq, for his dealings to be right and everything. But two wrongs do not make a right. So if a person says that person has got a beard, but see what he's doing. So the beard is not committing those sins. Is the beard committing the sins? What wrong did the beard do? Did the beard take him to the cinema? Did the beard take him to all the fraud and all the haram dealings? So why blame the poor beard for that? But at least on the day of Qiyamah he can say, Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. Haqeeqat isko tu kar de main surat leke aaya hoon. Haqeeqat isko tu kar de main surat leke aaya hoon. So he says, na quwwat gunaho se bachne ki hai, na himmat nek amal nek karne ki hai. I don't have the himmat to do any kind of nek amal. But then he says, oh Allah, tera ho irada agar ay kareem. Tera ho irada agar ay kareem, to ho paak pal mein ye banda laeem. Tera ho irada agar ay kareem, to ho paak pal mein ye banda laeem. Say, oh Allah, if you make the decision that I want to make this person my wali, if you make the decision that I want this person to become my obedient servant, oh Allah, if you make the decision that I want to get this person out from all these vices and sins and evil and away from the, and pull him out of the ocean of sins and change his life and change his condition and make him of the awliya-i siddiqeen, oh Allah, if you make that irada and the decision, then within seconds this napak, sinful, laim banda of yours will come right. Allah sirf irade ki de rahe. So now if he is going to ask Allah Ta'ala in this manner, it shows that there is a desire in the heart that he wants to become Allah's. He wants to get Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat, his rahmat, his maghfirat. He wants to also become one of the walis and friends of Allah Ta'ala. So you think Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will just keep on rejecting this plea of his? His job is that he must go on knocking and talking to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and pleading and begging. The door will open. The door will, inshallah, open. And generally it does open very, very quickly these days. Because of the fitnas, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he gives it to those people who beg of him very quickly, very easily. Because it's a world of fitnas. We are being bombarded from all sides by fitnas. So this person who is showing an interest and taking the few steps, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes it easy for him. There's numerous cases how just little incidents in their lives, just a little change, a little bit of tawbah and istighfar, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala opens the doors. Zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yun hi lagaye ja. Zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yun hi lagaye ja. Khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar. Khole wo ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyun teri nazar. Tu to bas apna kaam kar, yani sada lagaye ja. You do your work. Keep on knocking at the door of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Raise your hands, cry before him, beg of him. He is a merciful Allah, he is a forgiving Allah. He is compassionate, his treasures are unlimited. And he dearly loves his creation. If it had not been his intention or desire to forgive the sinners when they repent, then he would not have given us so many ayats in the Quran Sharif that make dua like this and make dua like that. Say Rabbana, 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 O our Rabb, give us this, give us this, give us forgiveness, give us your mercy, give us your rahmat. He would not have asked us to do that. When a father says that, ask, then what does it mean? It means he wants to give. Father tells the son, okay, you made a mistake, now say sorry and then ask. Now the little child will say, I'm sorry, and then again ask. So it shows that the father wants to give. So Allah Ta'ala also wants to give. So you see, keep on tapping at the door of Allah. And when the door will open, then it will not open slowly, slowly. It will just open one way. It will take a bit of time to tap. It could take a year, could take 10 years. We don't know how long it's going to take. But this person must not give up. He must go on tapping. Baithega chain se agar kaam ke kya rahenge par. Baithega chain se agar kaam ke kya rahenge par. Go na nikal sake magar pinjre mein par padaye ja. That if you are a bird that is trapped in a cage and you think that there is no way of escape, then Allah has given you wings. Allah Ta'ala has given you the wings. Baithega chain se agar kaam ke kya rahenge par. If you are just going to sit and say, now that I am trapped in this cage and there is no way out and I can see a big lock on the cage, then what is the benefit of those wings which Allah Ta'ala has given you? Baithega chain se agar kaam ke kya rahenge par. Go na nikal sake magar. Although you cannot come out because you can see the lock, you can see it's, you are caged. On the surface of it and outwardly there seems to be no road of escape. But you flap your wings. When you are going to keep on flapping the wings, who knows, a person may be passing by and he say, look at this bird, it is trapped. And see how it is suffering. Let me get this bird released, and he may break the lock and you are out. But if you sit comfortably inside, no flapping of your wings, then the person that's passing also will say, well, look, this bird seems to be very comfortable in this cage. When we are passing by a cage also and we find that there's bird or something inside and it's flapping its wings and it's restless and hitting from this side to that side, what will we do? How can we explain the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? Baithega chain se agar kaam ke kya rahenge par. Go na nikal sake magar pinjre mein phad phadaye ja. So keep on flapping. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will get us out. We say, oh Allah, I am caged in this cage of nafs and shaitan. My evil desires, my passions, my haram, I am caged from all sides. The cage, I mean caged inside. Nafs and shaitan have put big, big locks. They don't want me to come out. But O Allah, you are powerful, you are almighty. Open these locks and release me from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will one day open that lock. But we must show the desire that we want to come out of that cage. But the person who is comfortable with the whisperings of shaitan and with the temptations of nafs, then this person is not going to come out. So for those lazy ones like us, this is a prescription. And I call it the message of hope.
Tera ho irada agar ay kareem, to ho paak pal mein ye banda laeem. Tu hi ghaib se koi saman kar. Tu hi ghaib se koi saman kar, गुनाहों से बचने को आसान कर। तू ही गैब से कोई सामान कर, गुनाहों से बचने को आसान कर।
O Allah, from the unseen world, send us help and assistance and make it easy for us to give up these sins. Asking Allah that use His ghaibi forces. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got strange ways, very, very strange ways of getting people out when they are determined. As I explained in one of my majlis, that a person came to me, a young person, and he said that whilst he was dancing with that girl on the dance floor, and the music was playing, then from there, from that, instead of listening to the music, when he's listening carefully, he says this, he is hearing, fear Allah, fear Allah, fear Allah. Now look at that. Now who would expect him to listen to a voice like that on the dance floor? But his time for hidayat had come. He could have been one of those who was crying 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 3 years ago, or a few days ago. The person was crying. A few days before that incident, he could have been crying. That, oh my Allah, I know I am doing these wrong things. I am not happy about it. But I am trapped, I am caught. Oh Allah, get me out. He could have been making those duas. As he mentioned that he was feeling ashamed. But he was trapped. Now when he heard this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it the means of him changing his life. So if Allah ta'ala wants to give hidayat, then even from the shaitan's mouth and from the devil's den, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will pull the person out. So don't lose hope. Those people who write to me and say, Maulana, there's no hope. So why there is no hope? There's plenty of hope. You do what you have to do, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will do what he has to do. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and give the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai na nari. We make our jannat or we make our jahannam with our actions. We were not born jahannamis. We were not born jahannamis, and we will definitely go to hell. There's no such thing as Allah ta'ala condemned everybody to hell. But amal se banti hai zindagi. Next week, Monday night, we will be having the bayan on the virtues of Shab-e-Barat, the night of Barat. Inshallah, the bayan will take place, or the Isha will be the normal time at 7:45 or 7:50 at the latest. So we will not be having a majlis, but inshallah on Thursday we will be having a zikr program. And if you have any family and friends in the Grey Town area, then inshallah on Wednesday at the Grey Town Masjid at 7:15 to 8:15, that's before Isha, 7:15 till 8:15, and the Isha will take place after that. There will be a program there inshallah. Make dua Allah ta'ala. Make all the programs successful and give me the strength and the health to continue in the service of His deen with ikhlas and bless it with sharf-e qubuliyat. Wallah, there's absolutely no desire. I am taking qasam in this masjid that I have no, or my gaze is not on any person's wealth or property or fortunes. Some people have a lot of misunderstandings. What other desire can there be in a person's heart? If he gets Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you get Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then what other desire can you have? Yes, we make shukr of Allah ta'ala, and we must make a lot of dua. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he makes strange means, and creates strange means. But if a shaykh or if a peer has his eyes on the wealth, or the property, or the car, or the gold and silver of a murid, then he must be dispatched to Jahannam. What kind of a shaykh would that be then? How can he get tawakkul into the hearts of people when he has got tawakkul on the wealth of the people? and he's got his tawakkul on their wealth, then how can he make their tawakkul on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? It's a very fine line that you have to make shukar to on the one hand for the khidmat that somebody makes, and on the other hand you have to still have your gaze on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us that kind of ikhlas in our amal. There was one peer sahab, he went to one murid's house and he stayed there for a long period of time, and he was just not going. All the chickens were getting finished. Now this murid said, what else to do now? So he started crying. So the peer sahab asked him, why are you crying? He says, no, I'm crying because I know you won't come back to my house. He says, no, you are my beloved murid, how can I not come back to your house? I will come again. He says, no, you won't come, that's why I'm crying. He says, no, I will come again. He says, but first if you're going to go from here, then you'll come back. You're not going from here, how will you come back? So we have to be very careful in this world where there are all kinds of people. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ay Allah, humari gunaho ko maaf farma, humari khatao ko maaf farma, humari lagzishon se darguzar farma. Ay Allah, hum mujrim hai, khatakar hai, gunahgar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai. Ay Allah, sab kuch hai, bande to tere. Ay Allah, sab kuch hai, bande to tere. We are your servants. We are extremely weak. We are very sinful. We are drowning in the ocean of sins. We have got mountains of sins on our shoulders. But oh Allah, where do we go? There is no one for us besides you. Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat for us. Allah, open the doors of your rahmat for us. Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ay Allah, forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, bless us all with long life, with good health, with prosperity, with happiness, with contentment, with satisfaction, with tranquility, with serenity, with joy, with the sweetness of Iman in our hearts, with your closeness and with your born, oh Allah, of such a kind that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Oh Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirat. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of Akhirat. Protect us from the fitnas of this world, the fitnas of the Qabar, the fitnas of Akhirat. Ay Allah, cause us to cross-pull Sirat like lightning and enter us into Jannat without any reckoning. In the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, what will be Jannat if we don't have the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah, enters into Jannat in his Mubarak company, in the company of the Sahaba-i Kiram, the Tabi'in, the Tabi'in, the Awliya of the Ummat, our Mashayikh. Ay Allah, tu hum sabko sehat, afiyat, salamati de. Hamare zahiri, batini, saghira, kabira, amadan, khatoan, har guna ko maaf kar de. Ay Allah, give hidayah to the entire Muslim Ummah. Ay Allah, give hidayah to the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahud and the Nasara. Bless them with Iman and Islam. And oh Allah, if it is not in their muqaddar because of their obstinacy, and they are creating problems for the Muslim Ummah, and they have made up their minds that they will rain the bombs on the Ummah, and they will bulldoze their homes, and they will kill and murder their little children, then oh Allah, you shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Ay Allah, cause their planes to crash. Oh Allah, cause their planes to crash. Create such division and disunity amongst their ranks that oh Allah, their alliances and coalitions all fail. Ay Allah, Bosnia, Chechnya, Palestine, Kashmir, India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Africa, Ay Allah, jahan kahi bhi ummat-e-muslima pareshan hai, sab ki pareshaniyon ko dur farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.